Sometimes the biggest mistake that you can make in the dating game is just living in the wrong place.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be counting down the top best cities to live in for single women. Before I dive into all of these cities though, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. This quiz is going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's completely free. It's also quick, fun, and easy. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. You should definitely click the link, take the quiz, and come on back here and comment below what your results are because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating sites or dating apps. It can be really daunting to send those first messages to people, so why not make it easier on yourself? Click the link that's popping up above me and found in the description to go to our secret online dating opener formula. All right, so let's dive into it. The best cities for single women to find love. So it is crazy how much where you live actually affects your dating life. If you live, of course, in the middle of rural nowhere with three people in your town, you're gonna have a very different experience than if you move to Manhattan. So let's talk about some of the best cities in the US for single women to find a single man or other single women, whoever you're looking for, whatever you're looking for, but great for the dating game. Let's dive into it, starting with number 20, Providence, Rhode Island. This is number 20. So Providence is a really cute town. It is the capital of Rhode. And in Providence, you can find a lot of single men and people who are interested in the dating scene. Providence is a relatively young city. It has a host of big universities there, like Brown University and RISD, Rhode Island School of Design, some major schools in the US. So there are a lot of university students who go there and young adults in general. Providence also hosts all sorts of fun events throughout the year that are great for dating, including the water fire in the summer. So down the canal in Providence, there are gondola boats that will be lit up with fire. There's performers. This happens in the summertime. There's also all sorts of concerts happening there, art events, art installations. It's a really cool and creative place. Providence also remains a little bit under the radar when it comes to the best places to date. And if you're looking to stay in the Northeast or New England, it's a great option because it does tend to be a bit cheaper than other major areas, especially when comparing it to like Boston. It's night and day, the cost comparison. So Providence is a really fun, unique place to check out if you're looking to date, ladies. Okay, on to our next suggestion. That's gonna be Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. More than half of the population of Pittsburgh is single. It does have a very young population who are looking for love, and there's lots of date opportunities to be had, conservatories, museums, botanical gardens, etc. But if you're more of a homebody, that works out great because people in Pittsburgh were questioned whether they'd rather have a night out or a night in with Netflix, and most of them chose Netflix. This was a prompt on Bumble. So if you'd rather stay in, cook, play some board games, it's a great place to go as well. Next up is Tallahassee, Florida. This medium city is the capital of the state, and it is usually overlooked, although it's got a relatively low cost of living, and more than half of the population is single. The city of Tallahassee sponsors several festivals throughout the year, including food and wine festivals, spring and summer festivals, First Fridays at Railroad Square, etc., etc. So lots of fun date ideas to be had over there. If you're enjoying this video so far, make sure to give it a big thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content, so that YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we'd really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. Now let's talk about the next one on our list, which is Boulder, Colorado. Colorado is obviously one of the most beautiful states in the US, and Boulder is a city that is full of younger people who are looking to date. The cost of living is a little bit on the high end, I'm not gonna lie, although the income rate does tend to support that. There are a lot of job opportunities in Boulder, including manufacturing, technology, healthcare, publishing, etc. Boulder is located at the foot of the scenic Rocky Mountains, so if you are an outdoorsy person, this is one of the best choices for you. You can hike all day long, every day, and never get sick of it, and never really run out of trails. The city is also just 25 miles from the bigger city of Denver. Next up is beautiful San Francisco, a great place to go for single women. So San Francisco is obviously beautiful, but it's great for business opportunities as well. If you'd like to move and change careers or further your career or meet people in great careers, in San Francisco there is Silicon Valley. It has tech giants like Airbnb, Uber, Twitter, etc. And fortunately, the downside with such big tech giants ruling the city and such well-paying jobs is that the cost of living is very high, notoriously. So hopefully you have some funds to support you while you're over in San Francisco. But if you do, you'll be granted access to lots of young professionals who are looking for love, and you'll be able to really enjoy a beautiful part of the country. Also, San Francisco is one of the most LGBTQ+ friendly cities in the whole of the USA. Our next city is Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas doesn't really need an introduction, does it? Everyone knows Las Vegas. So it's a great place to go and have some fun, but it's also a great place to actually date. So there are a lot of people who go to Vegas for the weekend, but a lot of people live there. It is a lived-in city. And if you'd like to expand your dating horizons, it's a great place to go and meet people who have steady lives and jobs, who live in a really fun place. It's a great place, of course, to go on dates. There's a never-ending amount of casinos and nightlife and clubs and things to do and festivals and concerts, etc., etc. You know, they say what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. Maybe you will want to stay in Las Vegas once you go there and actually start looking for love. Our next city is a great place for anyone who wants to live in the Midwest. That's Madison, Wisconsin. Madison is known to be home to a very highly educated population, and there are a lot of career opportunities there in fields like healthcare, education, and biotech. A real standout for Madison is its very reasonable cost of living. It's a lot cheaper than a lot of the other places on this list, to be honest. Madison is, of course, located around four huge lakes, so you can have all sorts of winter and summer activities right at your doorstep. No matter where you're going in the US or beyond, chances are you'll be using online dating apps to meet up with people no matter where you go. In order to send the best first message to anyone and have a guaranteed success rate, the best thing you can do for yourself is to check out our free online dating opener formula. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. This is going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating apps or dating sites. So it can be difficult when you're moving around to know what to say to who, depending on the area you're in or just in general. So make it easier on yourself. Check out our free online dating opener formula and send the best first message every time. Next up is Dallas, Texas. Dallas is a real solid choice for single women to go to. There is a diverse population who love sports events as well as arts events. Of course, you can cheer on the Cowboys and the Mavericks, and you can go downtown and check out some art events and venues. Dallas hosts fantastic nightlife, so you'll never be at a loss of things to do. Dallas also hosts lots of universities, colleges, and tech companies. The population is young and looking to date. Next up is Denver, Colorado. So we already talked about Boulder, Colorado, but Denver is a great contender as well. Denver is bigger than Boulder. It's got more population, so more choices and more chances of dating. The average Denver resident is about 34 years old, and about half of the city is single. The city does have a high cost of living, but plenty of job opportunities that pay well. The city is also very scenic, and it's in close proximity to lots of great hiking, outdoor adventures, day trips, as well as bars and concerts, all sorts of activities happening. Before I continue on with the rest of the cities on the list, question of the day. What is your favorite city for dating? Doesn't have to be in the US. Leave your comments, your anecdotes, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. So our next city is New Orleans, Louisiana. Of course, New Orleans is a super fun city known for its Mardi Gras, its partying, its amazing food, its Creole culture, and it's a great place for women to go and to have opportunities for dating. You could watch New Orleans Saints, go to jazz festivals, eat some crawfish, some beignets. Of course, it's known for being a fun party town, but it's also a very livable place with an amazing, thriving culture and plenty of people to meet. Next up is Austin, Texas. So of course, if you love music, Austin is a great place to go visit, as well as if you love eating from food trucks, going to breweries, and enjoying the artsy side of the city as well. The city boasts a strong job market as well, and over half of the residents are single. Seattle, Washington, called the coffee capital of the world. It's a great place to go to some cafes, listen to some grunge music, and check out the art scene. Seattle is also home to some major tech giants. It's a great place to go to advance your career. It is not known to be the cheapest place to live, however. You should be prepared to shell out some cash if you're in Seattle, but it could be worth it, especially if you are a single woman looking to have some sort of romantic connections, because the population is young, single, and either very artsy or very career driven. Next up is Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta is a home of opportunity for career growth. It's a hot spot of young people. People in Atlanta love music, they love to go out, and they're working hard on, you know, fulfilling their careers. They're the home of the Braves and the Falcons, so you can watch lots of sports events if you're into that, as well as enjoy cultural attractions like ballet, theater, and opera. Next up is historic Boston, Massachusetts. Boston is a big city. It's the capital of New England. Of course, it's home to major sports teams like the Patriots and the Red Sox. Boston is in a great location because it's in Massachusetts. You have proximity to the mountains of New Hampshire, the mountains of the Berkshires in Massachusetts. You can head down to Rhode Island, go to Newport. It's a great way to explore all of New England, all the beauty that it has to offer. It has, of course, the Four Seasons. It's gorgeous in fall. Apple, MIT, Johnson & Johnson, Wayfair, Verizon. These are all some big companies who are located in Boston. It's a great place to, you know, grow your career while also enjoying the nightlife and all the social activities that it has to offer. Boston is not a cheap place, however. Just know if you go there, be prepared to have enough money to stay somewhere like that. It is cheaper than New York, but it's not cheap. And number one on our list is Washington, D.C. So Washington is a great place to go, especially if you are a young professional woman looking to advance your career. But outside of that, Washington is a beautiful place, home of many historic sites. It's very beautiful in the spring with the cherry blossoms. It's a great place to go to find other young people who are starting their career or advancing their career. There's a large single population. A lot of people move to Washington and stay there. People are looking for romance and romantic opportunities. So it's a great place to check out if you are a single woman. Plenty of date ideas, plenty of free things to do, historic sites to check out, and a great place to advance your career and education. But that's about it. That's going to wrap up our best cities to move to if you are a single woman in the USA. I hope that you enjoyed this video and found it helpful. Do not forget to check out our free online dating app quiz. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. It's quick, easy, fun. It's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. So don't forget to check that out. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. It's completely free, so make sure to check that out as well. It's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. While you're just about done with this video, make sure to check out some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. Don't forget to answer the question of the day. What's your personal favorite city for dating? Leave your comments, suggestions, anecdotes, everything down in the comment section below. We love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye!